You may feel ordinary. You may feel flat. But God is saying the future is bright. I'm in control. I got better things to give you in the future. Optimism. Gauge high with the Holy Spirit. Are you empty? Are you full? Are you somewhere in between? A second indication from Acts chapter 2 tells us that if we are in genuine community, that means our gauge is really high with the Holy Spirit. And as Aaron read, there's a gathering of people from all sorts of places. I don't know if you caught them all, but Crete, Arabia, Rome, Egypt, there are many, many other places. And these individuals actually would have been noted sworn enemies because of political differences, boundaries, but also linguistic differences. But notice on the day of Pentecost, they come together and they share the mighty deeds of the Lord. There are no differences, and they think of one mind. How powerful it is to have genuine community. And how hard it is today. Today's culture and time. Someone may say they have genuine community, but they're really just comparing themselves to the people that they're friends with. It's not really genuine community. Someone may say they have genuine community, but they really use their friends so that they can get a higher place in the corporate structure. Someone may say they have genuine identity, but they really don't put their family or friends number one, but they're caught in the cycle of just getting higher and higher. No wonder Billy Joel, who had everything, explained his life as empty and lonely. Do you realize that outside organizations have realized the power of community and what it does in transforming lives? Consider Alcoholic Anonymous. AA, Alcoholics Anonymous. 2 million people are part of Alcoholics Anonymous worldwide. Fantastic organization, for sure, with a great purpose. They realized very early the power of community. They looked up research that basically said, if someone attends a meeting once a week for 2 years, the chances of maintaining sobriety is 70%. That's wild. Someone who doesn't attend the meetings regularly each week at any time has the same success rate as someone who doesn't even attend at all. The research shows this. Power of community. They also did research and found that if you had a sponsor who went to your meetings for 3 months, the likelihood of you being successful went up threefold. Success. Now, here in the church, God has blessed us with community. Now, we don't all agree on everything. That's pretty difficult. But we're blessed with a sense of community. It's why tables of peace are really important. It's why prayer groups are essential. It's why Ladies Guild is so vital to our congregation. Men's breakfast just yesterday. It's why Bible study is important. Genuine community, your gauge is going up with the Holy Spirit. Empty, full, or somewhere in between. Billy Joel once wrote a song, "I'm Only Human." Do you know this song? In the song he taught, there's a lyric that says essentially that it's only natural that we fight this pain in the world that we live in. And then it goes on to say, how does it go? I'm forgetting how the lyric goes. In the lyric, he essentially says, don't forget your second wind. Don't forget your second wind. When Billy Joel wrote that lyric, he was thinking that sooner or later, if you just hang out sometime another, things will turn around for you. It's just karma. It'll just come around your way. My friends, Pentecost actually says you can count on things turning around because the Holy Spirit leads us to Jesus. He is our life. Jesus says, I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning and the end. Jesus is the telos. He is the end. The Holy Spirit leads us to Jesus. And you see today, the Holy Spirit leads us to Jesus. in the reception of the body and blood of Christ. The Holy Spirit leads us to hear the forgiveness and love of Jesus in when our sins are forgiven, and the Holy Spirit leads us to hear God's word for us, as we heard today read. As we transition to confirmation, just a point here for you, Clayton. As I think about confirmation, what is confirmation? What is that? Maybe you're even wondering, what is confirmation after 2 years? What is that? It's not in the Bible. Never going to find that in the Bible. It's not in the Lutheran confessions. It's never mentioned in the Lutheran confessions. What it is a beginning. Today is a beginning for you, not an end, Clayton. In life, as you walk forward, you have a gauge in your heart. Is it empty? Is it full? Know that you can go to the Lord. Ask the Holy Spirit to come to you, and He will fill you up in the things that I just talked about today. The Holy Spirit will fill you up, bringing you Christian friends and community around you to support you. The Holy Spirit will fill you up by always leading you to Jesus, the reception of His body and blood. And the Holy Spirit, we pray, will always be with you and fill whatever is lacking, Clayton. May that be the case for you today. Amen.